I'd like to welcome everybody to the Coaches in the Mouth pod. This is Coach Jeff Williams, along with Coach Daryl Fimple and the Mouth Brent Brender, bringing on our Lindsay and associated guest, former state champion, Fordyce Red Bugs, Coach Jim Cox. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be on the show. Good to visit with you guys. Appreciate what you do for Arkansas High School football.
Well, we're going to dive into this thing. Before we dive into it, let's go ahead and thank our sponsors. The Coaches Pod Network is powered by Lindsay and Associates. Our Player of the Week is sponsored by C.R. Crawford and Construction, Monetary Lending, the Sports Clips, Pigs Brand, Hootens. We're the official podcast of the ARFCA and Ben's Apartment in the Collective. And make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. That's what keeps us going. Well, guys, let's go ahead and dive into it, man. It's playoff time. Everybody's record's clean. It doesn't matter. Exactly. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. This is the part that I get so excited about, because there's teams right now that aren't healthy. There's teams that are getting healthy. There's teams that are playing good. And teams are trying to get back in that groove. And it's all in one setting. And we saw some crazy games this past Friday night. And we'll get into it a little bit. But let's go ahead and talk about this 2A bracket. And I'll start with you, Daryl. This 2A bracket is locked and loaded. You got Hampton with the number one seed, Junction City with the number one seed, the favorite, EPC with the number one seed, Mount Ida. Daryl, really no surprise with those number one seeds in this division. Talk to us, what do you see, kind of intrigues you about this 2A bracket?
Probably the most intriguing thing is Carlisle being a two seed.
Yeah.
That's the one that could throw a crink in all the number ones right there. You got, Hampton at the top of this bracket, winning that conference is kind of a new kid on the block in that situation. You got Junction doing Junction City things right there. Cross County, though, is in the same side with them. That'll be a tough one for them, too, if they can get by Bigelow there. But, EPC is kind of the class of that situation in that league, in that conference. You know, we've had them number one all year long. And you look at their side of the bracket, they got Girton team that's pretty good, finished second in their league. Poen, they got a great quarterback. Yeah. They got a heck of a story there going on at Poen there. Mount Ida just keeps doing the Mount Ida thing right there. But, you're looking at second round there, Mount Ida versus Carlisle possibly.
Yes.
Unless McCrory and Spring Hill can pull off some upsets there. But, man, be a heck of a game. That's when you want to be the one seed for home field advantage.
No doubt.
You want to make somebody come to you on that one.
No doubt. Matt, your thought on this too. It's been very competitive. EPC's kind of been the class, but they've got a tough row to hold. Junction City's been quiet, just stacking wins. Mount Ida doing their thing. Hampton, the surprise number one seed. Carlisle sit down there too.
I tell you what, this is going to be a fantastic 3 weeks or four weeks, ever how long it goes till in the first week of December. Who would want to get a hold to Carlisle right now? I'm just with them as a number two seed. Let's look at this game. Conway Christian, defending 2A state champs, against Cross County. That's against Van Paschal and the boys. That's going to be a great first round match.
It is. Coach Cox, your thoughts on this 2A bracket? This thing looks, the ones come to the top, but it's been very competitive all year long. A lot of them played each other in non-conference.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Fimple was naming a lot of those schools I was very familiar with, but that was back in the 1990s. So things have changed just a little bit. But, hey, Junction City can never be ruled out. They've got a great team. I've been watching some video. EPA or East Poinsett County, they are for real. They're physical. But then I look at Conway Christian, and they may not be as big, but they execute extremely well. So it's going to be a good playoff for all the teams, and excited about those small schools.
Well, let's get into it, guys. One of our top 10 games a week in 2A this week is Conway Christian, defending state champions, headed over to EPC, who they beat last year in the state finals. A little revenge factor here. EPC's been rolling. Daryl, Conway Christian gets in the playoffs, probably not as talented as they were last year. Break this one down. We'll throw a few picks on this one.
Yeah, well, Conway Christian, you know, playing all sophomores pretty much. I mean, the coach has done a great job with these guys. They lost last week to Bigelow 34-16, though, to come into the playoffs. That's how they got the fourth seed there. Pretty much replaced every. They only have three stars on offense and four on defense from last year that return. Xander Stone's their quarterback there. He's led them into the playoffs there. EPC's at home in this one, too. They just come off a 42-12 victory over Mark Tree, which is making a statement there. Jacob Gaines is over 1,200 yards rushing the football. Also plays on the defensive side, too. EPC's kind of been there, too. Their offensive line is really good, kind of underrated there. Some of those guys play on the defensive line, too. Of course, that's when we get the playoff football. Everybody, all hands on deck right here. I'm going to take EPC at this one at home. And I think this is not going to be close. It's going to be EPC's to win.
All righty, Mal.
Heck of a job by Conway Christian just to get back in.
Oh, that is.
He got to replace his whole entire team. I mean, that's crazy.
In a tough league. Mal, your thoughts on this one? Conway Christian, defended state champions, get a different role, headed the road, headed over to God's Country and EPC over there. EPC's been rolling.
EPC's been red hot all year. And I don't see this. I don't see them slowing down right now with all the numbers that Conway Christian had to replace. Just hands off, hats off to them and their coaching staff to getting back in the playoffs.
In fact, Coach Cox, you know how these matchups are, these revenge games a little bit. You know, Conway Christian took it to EPC last year. EPC's looking to win the championship, been in the finals the last 2 years.
Well, EPC's kind of motivated because Conway Christian beat him last year, but then Coach Fimple answered it for me when he said they're starting mostly sophomores.
Yeah.
And then the mouth, I mean, he said it very well. Look how they got to the playoffs and what a tribute to their players and their coaching staff. But EPC's got to be my pick.
EPC. I like EPC too. They've been dominant all year. That's my pick to win it. I think they're going to get home field pretty much all the way through to the finals. These guys, Coach Powell's done an amazing job with this bunch, and I'm going with EPC too. Let's head over to 3A now. Let's talk about this bracket. This might be, good gracious, live. This bracket here is, I mean, we've got, I mean, Mansfield sitting at the top. You've got home playoff all the way through. You got Bismarck, a one seed, Salem. Rivercrest, who was picked fourth by the coaches in the league, they end up finding a way to win that conference, which is tough. Glen Rose, Fordyce, the familiar faces here. But, man, Daryl, I mean, there's seven or eight teams in this deal, buddy.
Oh, it's a toss-up, man. Here, you know, Mansfield's, you know, got the bye. But, you know, you look at Walnut Ridge there and Dumas both. That's a heck of a first game to come out the booth there at Mansfield. And then you got Bismarck on the same side with you. I mean, that's going to be a heck of a top bracket. And then, you know, Salem, of course, you run into all kinds of people on that side. You know, you got a Newport team that can, I mean, some nights they can beat anybody.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy how that lines up too. And then Rivercrest, Boonville, maybe in the second round.
I mean, unbelievable.
I mean, get you some of that. The Boonville's going to have to score. They're going to have to learn how to score 50 though. Coach going to score 50. We don't care about defense. All we got to do is score one more point than you. But, yeah, you look at that, and you got Glen Rose sneaking around there. You know, Prescott Atkins there. You got Fordyce maybe running into a Charleston the second round there. I mean, Charleston can throw the football. They're in every game. You got Smackover that, you know, we've kind of been back and forth on all year long. I mean, this is a heck of a bracket. I think this is probably the most interesting bracket for sure, especially, you know, if you can count them first round games, if there's not an upset in there, there could be, there very well could be in some of those. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out of that.
Yeah, Matt, let's talk about a lot of, you know, different styles. I mean, Boonville's a lot different than Rivercrest, you know, Mansfield's, you know, different than a lot of other teams. There's ground to pound. There are guys that are throwing it in this time of year, but this bracket's it's just stacked, isn't it, Mal?
Oh, from top to bottom, there are several. I can't even count how many teams could win this 3A state championship. I can't count that high.
But Coach Cox, you've been in the middle of this too, and I know you keep up with 3A, your ties to Fordyce. They've had some injuries, but man, you talk about, you know, Mansfield. You live right there by, you know how good they are. Bismarck, Salem's been our number one in that classification. Rivercrest is scoring points. Glen Rose, Fordyce, I mean, good gracious live. Even, you know, Boonville headed over to Rivercrest in the second round possibility. This thing's stacked up.
Well, the thing is that I think about is how these conferences and the teams in each individual conference are so well matched up.
Yeah.
For instance, Fordyce, well, they lost, what, two or three games, conference games, and they're very competitive. Look at Boonville. I mean, Boonville's normally a pretty strong school, but they've lost quite a few. Mansfield seems to have been on top of things. And then you got Elkins. Of course, Salem. You know, I mean, like you guys said, this thing's loaded, and anybody could come out on top. I don't know. I kind of lean toward Mansfield a little bit, but then you start looking at Bismarck and how they played. And, you know, my question is, who has the most returning starters? And that could be a factor. And also, who is healthy right now? Because that's a major factor.
Huge factor, at any level right now. Everybody's dealing with it. Right. But, you know, some people are getting healthy and some people are not. All right, let's hit our 3A game of the week right here. You got Atkins playing a tough league. I mean, Mayflower had a good ball team this year. Of course, Salem's been great against Prescott, who's got a very young football team. Coach Glass just kept pulling them right through the playoffs, and they've got tradition. So, Darryl, break this one down. This Atkins at Prescott in the first-round matchup here.
Yeah, you know, Atkins defensively have had a great season. You know, they got beat last week by Mayflower 27-6. John Davis leads them in tackles, over 100 tackles on the year. Mason Martin's very capable of running the football. Cole Crawford, their quarterback's had a good season too. Atkins has been one of those that's kind of scared some people.
Yeah.
You know, they got in the game with Salem, kind of scared them a little bit. This is at Prescott too. Coach Glass is coming off they beat Center Point last week 40-14. KJ Page had 5 touchdowns. They had 435 yards of offense. They had 365 yards on the ground. We're just going to go to the ground here. Defensively, they gave up 192 yards. Prescott, if they don't turn the football over, they're a really, really good football team. You know, this is one of those games. Prescott playing at home, too. That tradition is strong there. I'm going to take Prescott to win this one at home against Atkins.
All right, Mouth got Atkins. Head over to see Coach Glass and them Curly Wolves. Curly Wolves are a young football team, but they're in there. They've got tradition. Atkins has been really tough on defense.
Atkins has been steady all year. I'm just going to tell you, there's something about when the calendar turns to November, Prescott sort of picks it up a little bit. And it's playoff time. It's money time. So the Mouth's going to go with Prescott.
Going with Prescott. Coach Cox, you know them Curly Wolves real well. Atkins has been steady defensively. Young football team down there in Curly Wolf land. But Coach Glass has got them in there, and they got a shot.
Well, the youth is what concerns me. But Atkins, I mean, their quarterback, you know, you guys have talked about their defense. But offensively, from what I've seen, they can score – pretty much at will if and when they choose to, and their quarterback's very effective. But then you go to Prescott, and man, it's a different world down there. They've got some good speed. To me, it's a toss up. But if I was gonna like you say, vote with your head, not your heart. But if I was gonna vote with my heart, I'd say Prescott, or I should say Prescott. Because Jacob, my son, told me Coach Temple needs to learn to pronounce that. Because
yes, I've been in trouble.
Coach Jackson will be rolling over his grave.
Yes.
Oh man! But I've heard that. I tell you what, I think Atkins has the capabilities of going down there and coming out with a win. So I'm going to choose Atkins.
Well, Coach Cox going with Atkins. I'm going with Curly Wolves. I believe in Coach Glass and I believe in tradition. Atkins coming off of, you know, Mayflower tough loss, but they play with. This will be a tight ball game, but I like Prescott just because Coach Glass and tradition. Okay,